Praise the Lord. Good to be here tonight. Wonderful presence with us tonight of the Lord. Amen. I come tonight, much like I don't know if y'all have ever heard of Percy Ray or not. Any of you ever heard of old preacher by the name of Percy Ray? First time I ever heard the old guy, he had spoke 6 or 7 words. And almost busted out crying. Never heard him preach in my life. And I was listening to him on a tape. And he was preaching on what I'm getting ready to preach on. And what a burden. What a burden. God have mercy. I cried. I had to cut the tape off. I didn't want to miss it. He had such a burden to preach. Man, I've always wanted to be just like him. Oh, God. Turn with me tonight to Luke chapter 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, cool my tongue. I am tormented in this flame. Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, thou art tormented. Beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would not pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. I'd like to preach tonight for a little while on no bridge over hell. No bridge over hell. There was no bridge that rich man could go from hell over to paradise where Abraham was at. None at all. You know, trying to even, I noticed on the way out here, there's quite a few of these in this country. These palm readers and spiritists and stuff like that. Even trying to communicate with the dead is sin enough for God to kill you. You hear that? Yeah. That's exactly right. One of the reasons God killed Saul in the Bible was because he tried to communicate with the dead through the witch of Endor. Harry Houdini got so caught up with the spirit world that he told his wife in New York, he said, If I can come back from death, and come back, he said, I'll meet you at 9 o'clock on October the 31st, Halloween. The first time he tried it, if he did try it, was 1929. They met, and Houdini was supposed to give his wife a signal that he could get back. And from 29 to now, they have never heard another word from Harry Houdini. And I want to preach to you tonight. There is hope for you while you're alive. Amen. But there is no bridge over hell. There's no way we'll ever get you back after you once die and you die lost in your sins. You are out. Amen. There's absolutely no way to bring you back if you die lost. Amen.
Terrible storm hit in Akron, Ohio. There was a culvert under the main highway. And after this storm hit, it created a 35-foot pit. And This lady and her two babies were driving down the road when the storm hit them. The water hit the side of the car and washed them down backwards into the side of that pit. One of the first responders' names, amen, was a guy by the name of O'Neill, Hugh O'Neill. And when he assessed the situation, he looked down, he could see the car, amen, upside down, amen, the bumper stuck down in the mud, and he quickly assessed it to be about 35 feet. They had one ladder and a rope. He tied the rope onto the end of the ladder. He got the other guys to extend the ladder down in the pit. He went down the ladder, got a hold of the rope, went on down the other 15 feet, amen, where the car was at. Oh, God have mercy, amen. Somehow he managed to get the mother and the little old girl out of the car, amen, and tied them little babies, amen, to the mother, and they pulled it up. About the time that they got the ladder and the mother and the two babies up to the top, amen, the floor fell out from under O'Neill, and he went down over 10 feet further. Everybody on top froze. They didn't know what in the world to do. There was one old sergeant up there, amen, he got the cannon. By God, they had no more ladders, they had no more rope, and they had no more oxygen that they could give, amen, and reach down the middle, amen. Water started creeping in. The old sergeant was a cannon trying to find something that he could do, amen. He leaned his body overside of the culvert, and he looked down with a flashlight. And O'Neill, the water was a-coming up inside of that pit. Amen. It rose up to his chest, and he was a-screaming, "Help! Get me out of this pit! Help! Get me out of this pit!" Amen. The old sergeant, frantic, amen, to do something, trying to find anything. He went back over to the pit, amen, and there was silent. Amen. It was all silent. The water had risen above O'Neill's head, and they could not get him out. And I want to preach to you tonight, amen, they couldn't get him out of the pit, amen, and we're not going to be able to get you out of the pit, amen. Brother, when you dial up, listen to me, by God, we're not playing games. Oh, God. Amen. Oh, you know, about any religion is accepted in America tonight, church. You know that, don't you? Just be what you want to be. Huh? Be what you want to be. Amen. Want to be a Mormon? Why, you can go to heaven being a Mormon, can't you? Absolutely not. Huh? The Mormons have tried to build a bridge over hell. Amen. Yeah. They, in Utah, in Salt Lake City, the Mormons have what they call Granite Mountain. It is a solid granite mountain. They have dug out under that mountain. Amen. And in the inside of it, they have an archives of the Mormon people. It is one of their most treasured possession to have that archives back under that granite mountain. They say that it will withstand a direct atomic attack, that mountain. And everybody's got their family tree in it. As far back as they can trace them and find them, they've got their family tree in it. And that's what lies under that mountain. If you think some of your ancestors died lost, you go to Salt Lake City and they baptize you for the dead. Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And when you're baptized for them, their spirit is led out of hell and goes straight to heaven. Now, the scripture they use, you know, everybody, every crook in the world's got to try to twist the word of God. Amen. It's 1 Corinthians 15:29. Amen. They says, else What shall they do which are baptized for the dead if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? Now, here's what Paul was trying to do. He was preaching to them the resurrection. Amen. That the dead will live again. Amen. They said, amen. Paul was using their own medicine against them. He said, hey, what are y'all doing then baptizing for the dead if the dead rise not at all? And notice he says, they, what are they? He doesn't say I or me or we, but they baptized for the dead. He wasn't saying it was true. He wasn't saying right. He wasn't saying, amen, that anything positive about it. But he was telling them by their own doctrine, their own false doctrine, that you can rise from the dead. And Jesus Christ did just that. But I'm going to preach tonight. My God, listen to me. There is no baptismal for the dead that'll bring you out of hell and take you to heaven. It'll not happen. There is no bridge over hell. So the Catholics want to build a bridge over hell. Yeah, they got their bridge called purgatory. Glory to God. Oh, what a deal. What a deal. Let me tell you something about the Catholic Church. They have got richer over schemes like this than any church on the face of the earth. Amen. What do you do? I tell you what you do. You buy your way out of hell. Amen. Purgatory is a place where God purges you for your sins for just a little while. And then he takes you out of purgatory and sends you on to heaven. But I want to preach to you tonight. Amen. There is no purgatory. Amen. And when you die and you go to hell, amen, nobody can help you. Huh? Oh God, listen to me tonight. Listen to me while I preach to you. Amen. It ain't going to happen. But I tell you what is going to happen. You're here tonight. And you're going to church. And you look good on the outside. Hear me while I preach to you. You're a leper on the inside. And when you die, oh God, it's going to be all off for you. You're playing around like there's no hell. Amen. You're playing around. Oh God. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. God sees you. Hey, my mama run a grocery store, worked a grocery store for 35 years. And when this old boy that bagged groceries there, he wanted to rob the place. So he went in the back room and changed his clothes and put him on a ski mask, got him a toy gun and come back up front. And Mama was checking out groceries, and he ran up Mama's aisle to her counter and he said, I'm robbing this place. Put your money out here on the counter. And Mama looked at him and said, you crazy thing. And she reached over the counter and grabbed his mask and pulled it off. Woo! Oh, yeah. That's exactly, my friend, what God is going to do to you. He is going to pull your mask off. Amen. Yeah! Listen to me tonight. My God, you can make it right with God. You can still go to heaven. But if you don't repent of your secret sins, my God, you're going to go to hell. And there is no bridge over hell. God, help us tonight. God, help us tonight. Listen to me while I preach to you tonight. Amen. I can't, when you die lost, I don't care what preacher told you that you were saved. Amen. You must repent of your sins. And that means, my old buddy, that you've got to quit them. Huh? Yeah. You don't stand a chance of being a Christian sinner tonight. You don't stand a chance, amen, of dragging in every kind of known sin and committing every kind of a known sin. And then when you get through, go to heaven. No, it ain't going to work. Huh? Oh, it's not going to work. I listened to Jack Hiles one time preach on a sermon there, Is There a Hell? And in that sermon, Dr. Hiles told about preaching out all the time. And his ministry away from First Church in Hamilton. And he said something that caught my attention so stern. He said, do you know why I travel a 500,000 miles a year? And of course, nobody knew the answer to it. But he himself, and he told the story. He said, I was raised in a single parent home. And he said, my mama loved me. And said, she raised all of us kids. He said, but my dad was a drunkard. And he was so taken on alcohol, he never could quit. And he died a drunkard's death. He said, every Saturday night, he said, I take my wallet out of my pocket. And he said, I look on the inside of my wallet. And he said, there's a picture of my dad. And I said, oh, Dad, oh, Daddy. If you hadn't have died and went to hell. And then here's what he said, most unusual. He said, every Sunday morning, he said, I have this, he said, every Saturday night, I have this same dream. And he said, I always dream that on Sunday. He said, I've had this same dream every Saturday night for over 20 years. And he said, I dream that I'm in the pulpit of the First Baptist Church. And he said, I get up and I begin to preach on hell. And during my preaching, I always look in the back on the right, and there sits Daddy. And he said, boy, when I see my daddy sitting there, he says, I try to do my best. I try to kick it in and preach my very best. And then he said, I want to get down the aisle where Daddy's at. And he said, I always go off the rostrum and I start preaching. He said, get a hold of God and do my best. And he said, I always run down the aisle. Amen. And he said, about the time that I get to where my daddy's at and I stretch out my hand, he said, I wake up. Oh, he said, but I wake up with the most horrible feeling in the world. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. When you know people, oh, God have mercy, amen, that are in hell, amen, that are kin to you, by God, it makes a difference, amen. There's no way to get them out. Wow. I said, I went home back to be with mama and my sisters after a while. He said, sitting in a little old home in Texas. And he said, one afternoon while I was in the living room, he said, Sissy screamed upstairs. He said, the most horrible scream you ever heard in your life. He said, I run upstairs and I run in Sissy's bedroom. And Sissy was sitting on the side of the bed. And he said, what's wrong, Sissy? He said, have you had a nightmare or something? And she said, no, Jack. She said, I ain't been asleep. She said, I ain't been asleep at all. She said, oh, Jack, what I see. She said, I closed my eyes sitting here on bed. She said, and God let me see down into hell. Oh, Jack, let me tell you what I seen. She said, I seen Daddy a rolling in the flames of hell. Oh, God, tonight, amen, amen, all those that are going down into hell and no way out. Amen, you can't have a dream, but you've seen them in heaven after they have died, lost, and went to hell. Oh, God, do you hear me tonight? Amen. I'm preaching to you. You cannot go to heaven with sin in your life. Tonight. Lord, help us tonight. Amen. Oh, my niece is a nurse practitioner and a very good one at that. One Sunday morning, she came to church and she said, Brother Mike, oh, she was so excited. She had such excitement in her voice, she pulled me off and dread at the same time. She said, Uncle Mike, she said, last night we were working on a guy at the hospital. He was in his last stages. She said, but unusually. She said, usually they dope him out so far that they never know a thing in this world when they're dying. Never know nothing. And she said, but oh, she said, we went in this man's room and he was screaming. She said, and he said, get me out of the flames. He said, I can feel. He said, I can feel the heat around my feet. And he started backing up in the bed and backing up in the bed and backed up the headboard in the bed, screaming all the time, I'm in hell! Get me out of hell! And died like that. Died like that. She said, but here was the thing. She said, oh my God. She said, when we went to get him out of that bed, his feet were blistered and burnt. Let me tell you, tonight is a night to ask God to get you out of hell. Tonight is a night to ask God to deliver you from hell. Tonight is a night to ask God to deliver you from your sins. Because when you die, there is no bridge over hell. Hear me? My brother went to Johnson City Veterans Hospital and got out there and he had a knee replacement surgery one time. And it was back the other time. Things wasn't going for him well. And having a lot of pain. Now they got what they call pain clinics they send you to. And old Dan went to the pain clinic and they have a psychiatrist there. And that psychiatrist got to ask the old Dan a bunch of questions. One of the questions was, do you ever hear God speak to you? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I hear the voice of God sometimes. I hear God speak to me. Well, let me tell you something. Don't never go to a hospital or a psychiatrist and tell them you hear voices from God. Yeah. Wrong thing. Wrong thing, old buddy Dan. Wrong thing, my precious brother. Hey, they got to investigating him more and asking him what all he heard. And the next thing we know, we got a phone call from Johnson City, Tennessee. Said they're sending Dan to Salem, Virginia. To a psychiatric ward. So Dan was there 2 or 3 days and we hadn't heard from him. And all of a sudden, Mom got a phone call and Dan was on the other end of the phone and he said, listen, I don't have but a minute or two. He said, but you've got to come and get me out of here. He said, you have got to come and get me out of this place. He said, I can't stand it. I'm going to lose my mind. And he hung up. Well, we know where the old Veterans Center was in Salem, down on 460, old 460. So me and Mom took out towards Salem. She asked me to go with her. And we got to Salem. We turned in the yard where was the VA. And the mental institution was over on the left. We went over on the left and looked at this great old big building. And it had bars over the windows. It had bars over the doors. It had bars everywhere. Mom went in. We walked in. She told them who we was wanting to see. And they took us and they in the private rooms. Mom in one room, me in the other room. They frisked us down. Be sure we didn't have anything on us. And I don't know how in the world they done it. But I had a pocket knife in my coat pocket. And it was a small one like the one I got tonight. Amen. And it was in my coat pocket. And they missed it. So that become a little valuable later on. But we went back out and we got in the elevator. We went up to the first floor. We got inside the first floor. And everything was barred. And guards were standing there waiting on us to get out. And they took us in a room. And Mom told me this later. She said, when they took us in that room and all those guards were there, she had spiked heels on. She said, I felt like taking my spiked heels off and beating them to death with it. I said, Mom, I'm sure glad you never. Amen. So, Dan comes in. I don't know what they had him. I don't know the medicine that they had him in. But he was completely paralyzed as far as the use of his arms and his leg. He just walked like a statue. Back up and sit down. And he said, oh, my God. He said, listen. He said, we'll go out this room right here. And we'll turn to the left. And we'll go on an elevator and we'll go down to the basement. He said, when we go down to the basement, he said, there's a long hall. And it was about, as far as I could see, I imagine half a mile long down in that basement. And he said, we'll find us a door that's unlocked. And he said, we'll go out it. But he had a bracelet on. And he said, if they see me outside of this institution with this bracelet on, he said, they'll arrest us right then. And that's when I felt for my pocket, and I had my pocket knife on, and I cut that bracelet off his wrist. Well, we went to every door, and every door was locked. Every door was locked, and we had to go back up. And when we went back up, this is what I want to tell you. There was an old man. Had a big, long hall on that first floor, on that second floor. Had a big, long hall. And there was an old man on the inside of that cage. And he was standing there at the cage. And he was saying, oh, God, I'll never get out of here now. Oh, God, he turned. He started going down the hall. And he said, I'll never get out of here now. Oh, God, I'll never get out of here now. Oh, and that is exactly what you're going to do when you go to hell. You're going to say, oh, God, I'll never get out of here now. Oh, God, I'll never get out of here now. Oh, God, can somebody save me? Not now. Not now. You're lost. You're going to be lost forever. Then all that playing church, all that fooling around on the side ain't going to pay off. You're lost. You're damned. And you're doomed forever. Old Bill Houston was up at a church function up in Ohio. He went to that church function. Decided he'd get out and walk around a little bit. And while he was gone, they built a tremendous bonfire. Oh, God. Bill said, I was walking down in a ravine. He said, just a wooded ravine right out from him, shaded by trees. He said, I was walking right down in the middle of that thing. And all of a sudden, a big snake fell out of a limb down in front of me. He said, I went over and I grabbed a big old limb. And I went back up and I hit that snake one time. It hit the ground. And then he said, I put the limb on the ground. And the snake wrapped around the limb. He said, I took it down that ravine. Walked out of that ravine. And I went down to that bonfire. And he said, I took that stick and I threw it in the middle of that bonfire. And he said, Brother Mike, he said, you've never seen nothing
wiggle and squirm like lightning inside of that fire in your life. And he said, there's going to come a day. There's going to come a day that God is going to get that old serpent, the devil. And he said, cast him into the lake of fire. And then the false prophet. And then you. My God, listen to me tonight. Amen. You're going down. There's no way out. You hear me? Nobody can pray you out. Listen. Amen. Jesus made a bridge from earth to heaven. He made a bridge over pain and sickness called healing. He made a bridge over sin called his own blood. But he never made a bridge over hell. You're going to burn and you're going to sizzle. You better listen to me tonight. Forever and ever lost without God. Well, an old boy back home by the name of Freddie Horn. It was in the wintertime. And old Freddie decided he'd build a fire with can of gasoline. Had an old warm morning, and he'd try to get it going and couldn't. And finally he went and got that gallon of gasoline, and he poured it down in there, and he set it down and lit the match, and it blowed up all over him. God, he was burnt over 80% of his body. They brought him out here to Charlottesville to the burn center, and he said, I'm telling you, he said, they took that burnt skin off of me and they would lower me down in that tank of solution to purify my skin, purify my raw flesh and get it to grow skin. And he said, I'm telling you, he said, I went out of my mind with pain. I said, Freddie, I said, how? How did you hold his face on his chest and on his arms? I said, Freddie, how'd you do it? How'd you make that? You know what he told me? He said, I had one thought, maybe tomorrow. But when you're in hell, you're always in the present tense. There is no tomorrow. You're always there! Never out! No bridge, no prayer, nothing can let you out when you go to hell. You're there. I preached on hell one time in Ohio at a church, and next night I come to church. You know, I'm past that stage. You don't have to tell me I preach good, bad. I can tell you just about how good I did or bad I could. You don't have to tell me nothing. Amen. I'm funny looking, but I ain't stupid. And I got up and I preached on hell, and the next night I come to church. The old song leader come up, piano player of the church come up, and he said, my, Brother Roberts, I don't see how a sinner could have sit through preaching that you did last night. Just a few weeks after I left that church, it come out that guy was a queer. I had a homosexual telling me how good I preached on hell. And that's about where we're at tonight. Huh? You're comfortable. You're comfortable, aren't you? Huh? Oh, yeah. You're watching television. You're betting. You're scratching. I hear to every store that's going on. You're buying lottery tickets. You're gambling. You're wearing shorts. You're wearing makeup. You look like some Jezebel through the week. And you feel good about this preaching, don't you? Huh? You're stuck on the internet. You're watching porno. You're buying bad magazines. You're married two or three times. And oh, but you feel good about this preaching tonight, don't you? Listen to me. Listen to me tonight. Amen. When it's all over, and you're cast into the lake of fire, that stuff ain't going to help you one bit. It's just this preacher man up here telling you, you're going to die and you're going to go to hell. And there is no bridge over hell. Huh?
That little old boy come up here the other night. He had hair down below his shoulders. I don't know if he's here tonight or not. Well, Brother Marky, give me 1 Corinthians 6:9. Or somebody. Amen. Give me 1 Corinthians 6:9. That's in the New Testament. Stand up and read it. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Hey, that's where we're at. Read it. Hey, listen. You got to get married before you can get intimate, or you are going to hell. Don't be deceived about that. Go ahead, preacher. Nor idolaters, nor adulterers. Hold it right there. Now listen. Listen, sonny boy. If you got hair down below your shoulders, hey, man, where you can wear your ponytail, you are effeminate. That's sissified. That's sissy acting. Now, I want to just shoot straight with you here tonight. I am bow-legged, in case you ain't noticed. If you have noticed, it's all right. When I went to school, everybody wanted to be bow-legged. Amen. But there's some advantages of it. Number one, you can't press. Hear me now. I said you can't press when you're bow-legged. Listen, Prissy. Prissy little prissy britches. Let me tell you something tonight. You can't be effeminate. You can't be effeminate and go to heaven. He read it right out of the book. Case closed. Now I'll tell you something else about being bow-legged. You can't press and you can't sway when you're bow-legged. You lose your balance and fall down. You get this swaying. And little boy, if you're here tonight with your ponytail, I want to tell you something. Son, you're not ready to go to heaven. You are not ready to go. You ain't ready to go when you're viewing pornographic stuff. You're not ready to go. You ain't saved. You hear me? I doubt if you've ever been saved. But I tell you what you are tonight. You're lost as you can be. Now, probably everybody here tonight in this church is a Christian. And that's what worries me. Today, you got to get them lost before you can get them saved. Pretty hard deal, ain't it? God, you can't give your way into heaven. I don't care how much money you give away. You can't give enough away to get into heaven. You can keep too much of it that you ought to give away and go to hell. But you can't buy your way in there. And I tell you something. You better listen to this preacher. Well, you got time tonight, or you're going to die lost, and you're going to meet God in your sins. Stand to your feet. Oh God. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm just going to tell you the truth just like it is tonight. That's why this is tonight is exactly why preachers don't preach on hell and they don't preach on the second coming of Jesus Christ. Because you got to fight the devil from the time you start to the time you quit. You got to be physically up to preach on hell today because that old spirit is going to come against you. Every preacher that preaches it, that old spirit is going to come against you to make you never want to preach on hell again. He's always there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I tell you, I don't care how popular, how unpopular the message is, it's still a part of the Bible. And Jesus Christ was a hellfire preacher. And you're home enjoying your sports, enjoying your teams. And you know, you read the sports page more than you ever thought about reading the Bible. And you tell me that you're going to heaven? You're kidding yourself. You're kidding yourself. Oh, God. Father in heaven tonight, Lord, as I make this altar service, you're here tonight. I know you're here. By God, if I could get half of you up here at this altar tonight, God would save your soul. But you're here tonight. And you're lost as you can be. You know it. I didn't say that you wasn't going to church. Yeah. But you know you ain't got it. Assembly of God preacher back home. And he's pastoring Assembly of God Church below mine tonight. And when the old boy started out, man, he preached holiness. He preached holiness. But oh, he seen it wasn't paying off. And he wanted to pastor at Assemblies of God Church. And now he's up practically every week in the pulpit preaching against holiness, preaching against separation, preaching against a holy life. Oh, I tell you, don't be deceived about that tonight. But you're here. You're here. Amen. And you're going to die lost. And down in your heart, you know you ain't right. You know, I preach to you tonight. You're going down to a place there's no way to get back. You're here tonight and you're lost. You're honest enough with me. You lift your hand and say, preacher, man, I need prayer. Would you pray for me? Would there be one here tonight? You know you're lost. Huh? Come on tonight. How about lifting that hand tonight? Would there be one? Would there be one here tonight? Thank God for that hand. Thank God for that hand. Would there be another one here tonight? You're lost. You're lost. Oh, God. Would there be another hand here tonight? You're lost, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Lift your hands. All you've got to lose is hell. Come on here tonight, young people. Amen. Oh, God. Come on. Amen. You know, you've been in on that internet. You've been watching stuff you're not watching. Everybody else is. Oh, come on here now. How about it? How about it, sinner friend? Thank God for that hand. Would there be another one? Would there be another one tonight? You say, Brother Mike, I'm going to quit playing games. I'm going to quit playing around. I'm going to seek God. Come on! You might be embarrassed, but friend, it's going to be a million times worse when you're in hell! How about it? Lift that hand right now and say, preacher, I'm going to make it right now. Come on! Would it be another one? Thank God, son. I appreciate it. Oh, let me say one more thing. I seen a preacher one night, his boy come to the altar. He prayed, he cried, he prayed about 30 minutes. I prayed right beside of him. His dad was so ashamed of him up there praying. He never one time come up there and prayed that boy. That boy got up after 30 minutes and slung his handkerchief down. He said, my God, I can't feel a thing. I'm going to go to hell. He never went back to church another time. Come on. Come on. Would it be another one? Would it be another hand? Oh, God. Oh, God, help me right now. Oh, Jesus, help me. Wouldn't there be another one tonight? You'll lift that hand right now. You're as lost as you can be. Lift that hand right now and say, Brother Roberts, I'm going to pull the mask off tonight and I'm going to get right with God. Another one somewhere. Go ahead.
Lift that hand you want to. You want to be right with God when you die? Lift that hand right now. You know I'm talking to you. You know I know. All right. You that lifted your hand, here's what I want you to do. Three or four of you, ever how many? Some that ought to have. I want to take it a step further. You lifted your hand tonight. I want you to scoot over toward the center of the aisle and come down that altar right now. Come down here right now. Come on. Brethren, come on. You lifted your hand. Come on. Come on. You lifted that hand. Come on. Amen. Amen. Two more. Two more anyway. Come on. Oh, God, help me. Come on. Come on, son. Come on down here right now. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Make your way over there. Come on, son. God. God, have mercy. How about some more? How about it? Come on, buddy. Come on, be a man. Be a man for one time in your life and get out of that pew and come down this aisle. Why don't you do it? Oh, wouldn't there be another one? There was one more. One more. Come on. Come right now. Oh, God. Oh, I'm tired longer than I usually do because I want to see him come. Come on. Wouldn't it be another one? Come on. Come on. You lifted your hand. One more. Come on. Is this not the young? My God, why don't you come tonight? Oh, God. Thank God. Now, brethren, you know how I feel about praying with these people. And I pray there'll be at least 20 of us. Stay around this altar tonight. We won't talk. We won't go eat. We'll stay right here until this altar's clean. Would there be another one? Why don't you come, old buddy? Why don't you come right now? Lift that head up. Make your way to that center. Ah, by God, and come down here and make it right with God, would you? Come on. Come on. All right, church, let's come. Let's come tonight and let's pray.
Of all else, I'm a
come on! Come on tonight! Come on tonight! Why don't you come?
Let me be lost for eternity. Above all else, I must be saved. For above all else, I must
come on, friend.
Be saved.
Come on. Come on. Let's come around this altar tonight. Come and find you a place to pray. Come and find you a place to pray tonight. Oh, God. Oh, God, help us tonight. Oh, God, help us tonight.
Oh, whatever you have to do.
Oh, God.
Don't let me be lost.
Come on, friend. God, you're going to die lost if you don't make it right with God.
All else, I must be
why don't you come?
More than security, more than success. If I should choose to own one thing, I'll take Jesus or the rest. For if I should attain the goal to gain this world and all it holds, then if I should lose my soul, then I have lost it all. Oh, for lost.